You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 14 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I am excited about today's episode. I feel like I kind of say that with every episode, but this is definitely warranted. So today I want to talk about content creation, not necessarily how to set it up on all things. It's probably going to be another episode, but I want to talk about the creation of your content. There are so many different ways that I've done it in the past. And what I want to share with you is I think this might be a series. Let me back it up. So this first half, I want to talk to you about the different types of content that will benefit you to create in your business. And I also want to give you some homework, because you know your girl's a teacher at heart, of three questions that will help you with your content and copy and like content creation for the future. And I'm sure in other episodes we'll talk about more so about like my process, so to speak. But today I just want to talk about content itself and what it means for your business and the different types of content you want to create. Because I think talking about the foundation of content is important. And I know we all know that content is important, but for some of us, myself included, we are stuck in this rut of creating how-to content. And then we're like, it's not working. It's not converting. It's not getting us to where we want to go. So today I want to talk about some of the things that, we need to be aware of and be clear on to create content that really captivates our people that we want to work with, the people that we truly desire to impact and help. And so let's dive into the episode. I mean, we're already in it, but one thing I want to share with you is that the biggest mistake that most people make, and it doesn't matter how long you've been in business, is that you're so focused on talking to your problem aware or the people with the problem that you're trying to solve that you forget that not every single person in your market will actually want to work with you and pay you money and participate in the transformation that they desire. And what I mean by that is everyone with a problem is not necessarily always looking for a solution to that problem. And even if they are, it may be later on down the line, right? And so the mistake that we make is we create content to speak to those people who aren't quite ready and they may never be ready. And then we go into convince mode. And then our content becomes either we're pumping a lot of how-to and we feel like that's how we're going to get people, which it does work, but then it feels like we're putting so much more effort and work and it's not feeling seamless, flawless. It's not feeling seamless. It feels like we're not making an impact because like we're just content machines, right? Or it goes into the place where like I feel now I have to convince people to invest in me. Like, why aren't they doing this? I'm giving them so much content, okay? And in the world of content creation, there's so many ways to do this. There's so many ways to look at it. But for me, I think about it this way. You are a business owner running a business, whether you're offering one-on-one coaching, consulting, courses, group programs, a done-for-you service. You have a business. You're working with clients. You're making money. And you have to be really thoughtful, or you have to think about the time that it's going to take you to create this stuff. And even if you have a small team, a big team, it doesn't matter. You want to be very clear on how you want to create your content, right? And that way you can create from a place of having a process that works for you and your business and also is aligned with the goals that you want to reach, right? Because I think oftentimes like when we are, let's say the goal is to get more clients, yes, it's a great goal, but overall, like what does that look like for you? The number of clients that you need, the type of clients you want to work with. You also want to get clear on the process in which you get those people, right? We can try a million different things to get clients, and maybe one of them is the best way to get clients for you in your business. And so that's the point I want to make is like you want to really be clear on your goal, be clear on the focus, be clear on the avenue, and that's going to be the best way to approach creating content for your business, okay? So before I give you the three question homework that you want to do, and if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, just know I will be probably giving you homework sometimes because that's how my brain works. So let's get into it. So for me, the way I look at content is a lot of the times, like I read this book. I forgot the name of it. Oh my gosh, why is it escaping me? But it's a really older, it's an older book, not super old, but it's older in terms of it was written early 2000s. And the information, one of the things he said was like, create a seminar, a webinar, where you're teaching your audience, right? You're teaching them about the process, you're teaching them some content. And he mentioned something around like talking about stats and things like that. And we've been taught that creating a ton of how-to content is how we make sales. And I want to say it's not that it does not work, but let's be real, in 2023, there's a ton of other people teaching how-to content, right? And you can teach how-to content in a context of calling in new people. So when new people meet you, you want to show them the process of how you got to the result, right? And so it's important to teach them how-to content. It's important to educate your audience. But what happens for the most of us, myself included, is we get stuck in the how-to content phase, and then it doesn't convert in the way that we want to or like it used to. For me, like back in the day, why do I sound like I've been in the business for 100 years? But back in the day, I would say 5 years ago, it was like how-to content for me was like I just put one post and a sale comes in. Like it doesn't matter what it was, as long as I'm teaching how to do something, someone's like, yes, this is it. But your audience has always been sophisticated buyers, but I think 2020 has really let people sit down and like observe what they need in the marketplace and how things are run. And they're so much more clear. So really, how-to content is great, but what I want to talk to you about is you want to create, we're going to talk about three types of content you want to create in your content, you want to have in your content Rolodex, so to speak, in order to create the not just the momentum, but the sales, right? To help your audience, new and current, make a buying decision with you, right? Because the biggest mistake you'll make is to become just a content factory, not because creating content is bad. Let me be clear. Becoming a content factory in a way, and the reason why I would say it that way is because when your content is not creating conversions, then you're wasting a lot of time. Yes, you'll be able to have more reach and visibility, right? But if all of that work doesn't equal a conversion, what is the purpose? You are a business owner, you are running a business. And so there needs to be an output that benefits your business as well, whether it's now or in the long run. That's the goal, right? And some of the ways to speed that up besides creating how-to content, and I think I did a post on this on like why how-to content is killing your sales, and I want to talk to you about these three. So let's dive in. The first type of content you want to add to your content Rolodex is perspective shifting content, right? It's important to teach the how-to, but your high-end clients or the people who are willing to pay you more, right? And let me just be clear, this is not just like, oh, if you do these three pieces of content, everyone is going to pay you thousands of dollars, right? There's more to it, right? You need to really show up. You need to be an expert in what you do. But what I want to say is a lot of the times we think like, the people who are willing to work with us for our done for you services are looking for that step-by-step how to. Well, no, if they want someone to do it for them, they don't really care of the process of how to, because yeah, it's nice to know that you know your stuff, but the truth is they really want to know if you can help them, right? So number one, perspective shifting content is what you want to add. This is content that is powerful and it aims to shift the perspective of the person, right? To counteract beliefs that they are holding that are holding them back from something, or maybe that's causing them pain, right? So don't just focus on their pain points though. You want to speak to their dreams, their desires, and connect to how they are feeling right now. And so perspective shifting content looks different for everyone, but the truth of the matter is, for example, in my world, right, I want to talk to people about why it's beneficial to have both evergreen and live launches in their businesses, right? It's not news, but there's a lot of conversation where it's polar opposites, like you evergreen all the way or you do live launches only. Like there are few people talking about both, but for the main most part, when you look at the landscape, it's always about like it's one versus the other, right? And I would want to talk to help people like see the perspective of like, yes, having an evergreen program is great. Being able to sell daily is great, right? It's also great for your audience because when they're ready, something's available for them and they don't have to wait. But also, what drives the increase in sales and new eyes, new ears, and it's not just the fact that it's live, but it creates a momentum that actually affects the results that you're getting even when you're doing evergreen sales, right? And so live launches can play a huge part of the growth of your business, not just in a perspective of you're live, you're getting new eyes, new ears, and people are buying from you, right? But that hype, that engagement, that energy also trickles down into your evergreen sales eventually, right? And so that's just a random example, but I think it's important for us to ask ourselves, what is the perspective that we want to shift in the marketplace? What is your philosophy towards the success that you provide to your clients that you can talk about in a way that's going to help them think about the process of how they want to go to the next step, right? And so most people are running away from pain. They're running away from something that's really causing them, a problem. And so you can talk about the perspective of the problem, the pain, the desire. Like, what is the perspective on the process, right? And so for me, I love telling my clients, like, yeah, let's go create this course, create this program. But also, like, if you're not going to be able to have a process that's going to sell it and make you the money and help you create the impact that you want, then we're all wasting our time, right? Because you want to be able to get your offer in the hands of the people that you want to serve. So perspective shifting content is important. I mean, I have other perspectives, but I want to just go into this next key piece. The second type of content you want to add to your content Rolodex is curiosity-driven content by their desires, right? And so you can create curiosity based on the problem, the pain point, and where they're at, right? To get their interest, like, hey, but you also want your audience already knows that they what they don't want, right? They already know that they have this problem. And yes, you should speak to what happens when they don't solve their problems, which is really important because I think a lot of times we're speaking to the solution and what not what they could be missing or what the future looks like. But you want to connect with them on a deeper level about what happens on the other side of having this problem solved, right? What does life look like as a result of being able to lose that t last 10 pounds of baby weight? What does life look like when you are running a successful business? What does life look like when you're, and I'm giving general examples here, but when you're clear on the problem of what you solve for your clients, you're able to speak to the end result, but also like create that curiosity of like the desires that drives them to want to solve this problem, right? Because like I said, I think at the top of this episode is that there are people with problems who could care less if it's solved right now, right? They're aware of it. They think they want it, but they're willing to go through the hardest path to get there. And there are people who are hungry for it. And so, curiosity-driven content driven by their desires is definitely helpful. And the last one is objection-based content. This is really key because I believe that we are sometimes so afraid to talk about objections people are having because we think it's going to ne negatively affect the sales process. But the truth is, it's not just objections around working with you, right? Your content should be addressing your future clients' objections right now. That's how you can show up on your webinars and challenges and be able to sell people into your offer. It's not the webinar necessarily that makes the pivot and that helps the sale. It's how your content is layered when they meet you all the way to when they sign up for that webinar and show up on the call, and then they can make that buying decision because you've been addressing some of these things that's been like bothering them, right? The truth is, when you get good at speaking to what's holding them back from solving their problems, your sales conversations becomes so much easier. And by sales conversations, it could be one-on-one, it could be in a webinar, et cetera, but or email. My point is, you want to make sure that you're speaking to the objection. A lot of us are afraid to touch on objections because it feels weird, right? And here's a fun fact. Your people should be 90% sold about working with you before they reach out. Like, I would say 80 to 90% sold, right? Because it depends on your industry, but don't let your sales call, don't let your webinar, don't let your challenges do the heavy lifting for you. Because what happens, and what I mean by objection, let me back up a little bit. Objection is not just in the objection of what's stopping them from buying from you, right? Because that's what we all focus on. Like all entrepreneurs, like, oh, what could keep them from making that buying decision? All of that is important, but what's the other objection that they might be telling themselves in their own personal journey that could keep them from making a buying decision? For example, talk about time. Like if you're a parent and you've noticed, like maybe you, decided on not getting into a program or a course or whatever, or buying this thing because it'll take away time from this, or it will, keep you from getting to something else, right? And so, like, think about it from the holistic perspective of not just towards your offer and the solution that you offer, but also what objections are they telling themselves in their everyday personal lives that could keep them from making that buying decision, right? And that way, when you're clear on that, it goes back to like then tapping back onto their desires, right? You say that you want X, right? In order for you to get X, you need to go through Y. I don't know why I ended up at the end of the alphabet, but anyways, you say you want this A, then you want to be able to go to process B to get to C, right? And so here, you know, you can talk about the different things that people are going through. And I think for us, one of the benefits of getting clear on our content is really think about our customer's journey as a result before they join our programs and courses and things like that, or whatever we're selling, right? Think about what's the journey that they're going through now? Oftentimes, we're focused on the problems. We probably are clear on their desires and the solution we offer and how we can help them there. But there's no in between. What happens in between when they discover that they have a problem to when they are like, oh, this is happening and I want to get there? What are some of the things they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis? How are they waking up? How are they moving through the world? How are they taking action towards it? How are they, really experiencing this problem in a way that you can articulate it so that they can see themselves in that journey and be like, oh man, that's me. Yeah, this person gets it, right? And one of the best ways to do that is to really tap into having that conversation with your audience, right? Be willing to do some research, be willing to dig deep in your past experiences, right? Maybe you've experienced a problem, I don't know. Be willing to connect with your community and get some clarity if you don't know what that is, because I think oftentimes we guess through what people are going through and it's harder to create content from that place. Okay. So with that said, I want to keep this episode short and actionable so you can go out there and do some work. And so I want to talk about like the top three questions that you may want to ask yourself for your content creation. So let's recap the types of content you want to add to your Rolodex besides how-to content. Perspective sh shifting content, okay? Curiosity driven by their content, by the desires type of content, and objection-based content. So teasing, like the curiosity ones, like teasing their desires in a way that helps them see what happens when they solve this problem, okay? And so these three questions are follows. Number one, what is their problem? What is the problem that they're experiencing? And you want to be as vivid as possible. Now, I do want to say, don't focus on the cause of the problem, because a lot of us, we focus on the cause of the problem and not the symptoms. And people are usually looking at the symptoms of the problem. And when you highlight the symptoms, that's when they're awakened to, oh yeah, I know I've had this. This person knows exactly where I'm going through, like what I'm going through, and they're able to then take me to that next step, right? And so we often talk about the causes. Again, this might be another episode, but we focus on the cause of the problem, right? You're not getting enough clients, but why aren't they getting enough clients, right? And I'm using this general example because it's top of mind, but like, what's a symptom to that problem, right? That high level overview problem. So you want to get granular a little bit, because that's how you're going to be able to speak to them and meet them where they are. That goes back to really getting clear on that customer journey, is really identifying the problem. So what is their problem? The second question is, what have they tried before that did not work, right? And this is a good question to answer based on maybe your content topics when it comes to perspective shifting content, right? Because when you're talking about like things that they've tried before and it didn't work for them, you want to highlight your perspective on why this new way or this process that you teach is better. And it's not just about you, but like, how does it benefit them, is my point. And the third question you want to get clear on is, what's your competitive advantage, right? What solution are you providing for them that is different than what they've tried before, right? And it doesn't have to be this whole magnanimous brand new concept, but how are you taking what they've gone through and they've tried before and simplifying it in a way that gets them the results and articulating that, right? So you want to be able to, it's like a math problem. You want to show how you can solve, how you solve for that problem, right? Just telling them that you help them make more money or lose the weight is not enough, right? What is your competitive advantage? What solution are you providing for them that is different than what they've tried before? So in the example of weight loss, okay, so many examples in this episode, but if you're helping people lose weight, and maybe the standard is like when people work with you, they automatically will lose, you know, not automatically, but they'll lose 10 to 20 pounds. That's great, but they've probably already tried dieting or a different types of diet, and they've done exercise, going to signing up for the gym, all the things. But maybe your process is you start with the mind first, right? And a lot of people aren't talking about that. So you want to kind of highlight that, because I think a lot of us think, well, the culture of weight loss is do, you know, go hard and do this, do that. But maybe your approach does work by working on their mind first. Because let's be real, anything that we want to do in life, it starts with our mind, right? And so maybe that is your competitive advantage. So you want to speak to that. Again, three questions. What is their problem? Getting really granular and focus on the symptoms. And speaking to that more than the cause. What have they tried before that did not work? And what is your competitive advantage? Meaning, what solution are you solving for them that is different than what they've tried before? Because that's really going to highlight the goal of, like, that's really going to highlight why they want to take the next step with you, whatever that is, right? And so that's the first part to creating captivating content. I just wanted to go over, like, the foundation, so to speak, because I think, like, we can talk about the process of, like, what I think through in terms of content, which will be another episode. But I do believe that really getting clear on, well, one, what kind of content to add to your Rolodex, and two, these three questions will definitely help you move forward. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, go ahead and feel free to, like, leave me a review. I'm not clear on podcast lingo, just 100%, I'm just being honest, but I would love to read your reviews, and it means the world to me. And of course, share this with a friend, because sharing is caring. And if whatever takeaway you had from this episode, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram or let me know on IG. What was your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're ready to effortlessly sell and enroll clients into your courses and online programs, then I want to invite you to book a six-figure marketing consult call with me. In this session, we'll identify one profit blind spot, what's not working, and you'll get the clarity and next steps for your specific goals. Go to fabiolajordani.com/consult to book a spot on my calendar now. Bye, gorgeous.